Welcome to the Underground, the Steel City Underground, the black and gold standard for Pittsburgh Steelers coverage. Now, here's your host, Joe Kuzma, Brian E. Roach, and Zach Meckler.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Steel City Underground podcast. My name is Joe Kuzma, and joining me here by my side here in the virtual SCU studios, as promised, a little bit of, I don't know, Brady Bunch. I hate the word Brady. I'm sure these guys do, too. Maybe a little Hollywood Squares with my friends, my brother from another mother, one Mr. Brian E. Roach, and the professor, Zach Meckler. Yay, Zach's back.
Yay, the professor of football.
Right. Brian, I talked to you too much. Zach, how's it been going, man? Where you been? What have you been up to? Fill us in.
Life's a whirlwind. You know, spring ball is a ever-ending job. College football is a never-ending job. And somewhere in the hidden shadows of SCU and Steelers Twitter, I've been lurking through this whole off-season draft process, kind of trying to take it all in from a distance while also trying to, you know, keep the athletes I coach every day, you know, online with everything they're doing. So it's been a fun-filled, nonstop process, but I wake up every day and do football, and now I get to spend the rest of my day doing football, talking about my favorite pastime, the Steelers draft.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And Brian, what's going on, man? What? It got you early in the week, man.
I don't know. Yeah, I can't handle it. It's look, you know, I'm just going to tell you, it's a good thing we only have one Zach tonight, because clearly the other Zach is intimidated to come on the show with me. He's afraid of my mohawk. Zach Adonia, I'm putting it out there. Why won't you come on the show with me? It's an intimidation factor. I know it. But had we had both of them on, that might have been too many Z's. I don't know.
Yeah, and everybody's got their name spelled a little differently, and it's just too much. But we're going to attempt, as everyone could see here, the title of this show is The Multiverse of Pittsburgh Steelers Mock Drafts. We're each going to participate in multiple mock drafts, and we're going to try and set these suckers up as best we can, because as you know, technology being what it is, it's going to be a crapshoot as it is. This is one of the more unpredictable drafts in recent memory. Flash was on for the Monday morning show. I'll cut him a little bit of slack. He couldn't come hang out with us. He was hanging with the in-laws. So he was grilling steaks or so. Yeah, I know. But you know, Brian, Brian, We've been there, done that. Now we know the other Zach here. He's kind of been there, done that. But these young guys, you know, they gotta score some points somehow. So, just real quick, guys, how are we feeling? Well, I guess we'll get into that, because you know, once we start talking about that, we're never gonna get to these drafts. So why don't we just we're gonna go pull up the magic machine here. We're gonna start with Pro Football Network NFL Mock Draft Simulator. I think we're going to try and go three rounds. Do we want to go normal or fast? Slow is probably too slow, right? Slow is too slow. So let's draft. This one's going to be, I'm going to commandeer this for a second. And let me see. We're already underway. Cut back over. Slow is slow. Was that normal I was doing there? Jeez, oh man, this thing is like a turtle. Anyways. We're seeing what's going to be available. You guys kind of twisted my arm. I'm wearing the Najee Harris jersey because that's what you twisted my arm into last year. I'm rejecting all trades. No, Brian, we can't have 5,000 picks and make the show last about 3 hours here. So let's see what we got. All the good stuff. Let's see. Jordan Davis is off the board. Drake London, Garrett Wilson. Let's see. We have any quarterbacks go. Did you know that's from him? Malik Willis at two. That's gonna throw me off. You know what? I was having a little bit of this discussion with the Flash, and I said, man, if it was somebody like if it's like between Kyle Hamilton and Kenny Pickett, that's gonna be very tough for me to do. Now, got Matt Corral.
You mean
Matt Corral's here?
Easy.
Or Matt Corral's on.
That's an easy selection. None of the above.
You're ridiculous. You are ridiculous. All right, just for the sake of not doing this for a zillion hours here. You guys still got Chris Olave, Dexon Hill, Traylon Banks. I'm going to go quarterback because that's what I think the Steelers would do. This isn't necessarily what I would do. you already know how I feel. We're going to set you up, Brian, and get you going with the 3-round draft. We're going to do it fast because that was just dumb to wait around for that. We're going to get yours going. I'm going to get Zach's going too, and hopefully they don't overlap too much here. So let's see. Let's draft. Let's see where you're going, buddy. And no, the Browns still want to trade with you, close some ads.
Dang it.
Cardinals. Yeah, you want to do all that. So here's what you got on the board. It's basically, it's run the same. It's the same area here. What are you feeling, man? Malik Willis went second overall to the Lions. Garrett Wilson's already gone.
Well, this is going to sound terrible. I don't know what the hell I'm looking at. I can't read any of those names.
Okay.
Tell me what I got.
Okay. So you've got, still on the board, George Kalaftis, Trevor Penning, Kenny Pickett, Chris Olave, Devin Lloyd, Drake London, Treylon Burks, Kaiir Elam, Trent McDuffie, Kenyon Green, Sam Howell, Lewis Seen, Kerryon Winfrey, Jaquan Brisker, Tyler Linderbaum, Breece Hall. Want me to keep going? Devontae Wyatt's there. He's at 37.
Yeah, I'm.
I know.
I did not realize that those allegations or the arrest, it was charges that got dropped and were from a couple years ago. So I might be back on my draft day note, but I will tell you that in this instance, you say Penning was still left.
Yeah, we still have Trevor Penning on the board.
All right, what are the quarterbacks that are available?
Quarterbacks available. Kenny Pickett. Let me see. I'm going to go straight to quarterback. Sam Howell. Desmond Ridder, 41. According to their board, Carson Strong.
Yeah, forget anything after those three. I'm not taking Kenny Pickett in his tiny hands. I'm not taking Desmond Ridder here. You know what? I'm backing into my Scarlet and Gray. I'm going Chris Olave.
Chris Olave, it is to Brian. Let's send that on its way. Wide receiver, Ohio State. All right. Oh, man. Let me tell you what.
Could have gone Penning, but I decided to go Olave.
Okay, so while we're doing this, of course, I totally duplicated the same thing. Somehow, some way, it already went through Zach's draft. It must have caught an auto sim. So let me start this over for you. Ooh. Zach. Yeah.
Who'd I pick?
that's a great question. Let's see. Kaiir Elam. 20th
overall. I was hoping it was gonna be a kicker, but
no, those only get taken in the second round. So
hey, they're people too.
Hey, you know what? I may have forgot to hit the Pittsburgh Steelers on here, and that may have been part of the problem. That's my own fault. It's gonna be a comedy.
These are air.
Comedy of errors. No Browns. We don't want anything there. If you need some help taking a look at this.
No, I can see it there. Did Malik Willis go second again?
I believe he's gone second on every single one of these. It's kind of...
I'm going to tell you right now, if Malik Willis goes second on Thursday, the wheels are going to fall off this draft, and everyone's going to be just losing their absolute collective minds. I know I've already decided if that were to happen, what I would go. And even if Kenny Pickett's sitting there, I'm sticking to my guns, and I really think the Steelers like Desmond Ridder more. And I don't care what PFN has him ranked. He said he's ranked 41 or whatever. I still think he's probably their QB2. And I am more excited about him than I am Kenny Pickett long-term. I think there's just more traits to work with, in my opinion. I'm sure a lot of people will roast that opinion. You know, they'll look at the Alabama game, but I'm sticking with Ridder. I'm going with Ridder.
Nothing wrong with that. And we're going to go back to my board here. And coming along, there was a few different trades that were shown here, and I kind of rejected all of them. So Ritter's actually here, but unfortunately, I already took who did I take with my pick? I took Pickett, so I don't need a quarterback now, which is kind of unfortunate. I'm gonna try and let's
double dip. Just do it. Double dip.
You know what? I've been feeling froggy about that. I'm not gonna lie, and maybe I should. Then we could get rid of Trubisky, right? Because we won't need him. Ah. There is, oh man, this is a plethora of guys that I might like here. I'm looking at wide receivers, Jahan Dotson, George Pickens, and Sky Moore. And it's really, I'm trying to think to myself whether Moore would fall there in the third round. And, you know, I'm going to go with your old adage there, Zach, and say, if you like the guy, take him. And that's what I'm going to do. That's going to be my second pick, will be Sky Moore here. Brian, you got some trades coming up. We're not going to take them, no matter what you want to do. Let's see if I can help you out here and seeing some of the board. And anything that you, well, let's see.
Tell me, is Ritter there?
You went Olave already. Quarterbacks, Ritter is there.
There you go. I'm done.
I like your draft. I'm not going to lie. And we're going to kick over to Zek and tell me that this thing. Okay. We're still looking at Brian's. All right, Zek, we're at 52 with you. Go back and I'm going to hook up all of the offense. I think you might have a little bit of an idea. I could leave it up for you a little longer if you would like.
You go, yeah, you go to the defense, actually. Can I take a peek at those guys?
Yeah, sure thing.
Let's see who we got here. You go to safety real quick.
Absolutely.
Just humor me here.
There we go. Nick Cross.
Ah, man. It's a little, again, I'm going with the whole adage, if you like him, you go for him. And I think Nick Cross crosses off a lot of boxes for them. And I'm going with Nick Cross. I don't care if it's a reach for him. Going for him.
Mr. Pun.
Hey, I haven't been on a podcast in a while, so I've had plenty of times to think of some of these, you know, these really bad puns.
Very witty. That's very punny of you, by the way. Okay, Commanders showing back up here. Let's see. I rejected all of these trades. All right, I've already got Kenny Pickett and Sky Moore. I'd be a happy camper. Let's see what I got. Desmond Ridder still on the board. Here, take a look at this. I should, just for the heck of it. And that's bonkers to me, man. Leo Chenal. Something interesting. What's that?
I'd like to point out the team formerly known as the Washington Redskins double dipped with RG3 and Kirk Cousins. So
yeah. We were mentioning that on one of the previous shows. And
wait.
You know, let's see. I'm not sure where I want to go with this. It's like great. There's a couple of tight ends that are the highest ranked here. I've already got my wide receivers, linebackers. You know where I kind of want to go. I do want to go defense. Let's see what we got as the top of the line defense. Jeez, kind of slim pickings according to their own rankings. Not necessarily that we have to agree with them, like you were saying. It just kind of shows that these things are all over and across, all over the board. Oh man, that's really tough. Can I go offense a couple of times here? Let's see. I just don't know if the guy that I absolutely want or like, don't even have Kobe Bryant here from Cincinnati, who that nice pick in your mock there, Mr. Professor. So if you get a chance, go take a look at Steel City Underground and check out his mock. I almost want to call a lifeline on this because at this point, it's like, I go back to offense for a second. Yeah, I wish I could just take Ritter a second time. This is where it kind of handcuffs you, and I don't necessarily need a running back either. Ooh, we don't have our fa-la-la-la-la-la, I don't think, out here too. Is he still on the board? Offensive tackles. Oh, Darian Kennard. This is a favorite of Ryan Lippert's, actually, I think. And Rashid Walker is still there too. I don't think they really need a guard. Center is a little bit lower down the list. I don't know what to tell you. I could double dip very easily. I think I'm going to go. I really don't want to do this. If I was in their position, I really don't want to go linebacker. Do I? Do I want to go linebacker here? I'm just going to go with Leo here just to keep this thing moving along. Not necessarily the pick that I love. And okay, Brian. We're going to be back on your board here. Carson Strong's still there. Of course, I was showing the quarterback. So, Breece Hall, all the way down in round three. If the Steelers ever used a committee at running back, that would have been kind of nice, completely honest. But that's not their style.
What's the tackle that's the top tackle that's on the board right now?
Okay, taking a look around. Nicholas Petit-Frere. Kennard's there. Braxton Jones. Some of the same names. Rashid Walker.
All right, what's the top DL?
A second while I was chugging my beverage for my friend. Zachary Carter out of Florida. Chris Hinton, Michigan. So it's a really odd draft in that you're looking in the 100s. as far as this would never be like the value pick. I'm kind of wondering what special teams brings us. Almost punter at 152.
Let's go.
I'm not doing that.
It's controversy.
We already got a big fat punter. I'm not doing
LFG, my friend. LFG. I know. Mm-hmm. I know. I pulled it off for you as you're looking.
All right. What's the top pick?
Top pick
in all
overall, Breece Hall. Unless you want a double dip with Carson. Hey.
What did you just say? Hey, I'm not doing that. Hey. Bring him on here. So why? All right, just take Breece Hall. I don't care.
That's about the way I felt. That just put me in the most awkward position. Okay, we're going to reject some trades. Here we go. Carson Strong still on the board for you, Professor. We've got Cameron Thomas, an edge out of San Diego State. I might have been even more swayed to have done that. Jalen Tolbert, David Bell, Nick Benito. Got a little.
Pull up the receivers if you don't mind.
Got a little mixed bag here.
What we got? Don't like any of this. Pull up the good old big guys, the tackles, OTs.
Got the. Dakota. Yeah, I know. It kind of falls off of a cliff from the second round. You know, Sky Moore in your draft just went 79th.
That's what I was hoping for to land there. Go back to the receivers again real quick. Interesting. I was hoping for Sky Moore. Yeah.
So Jalen Tolbert, David Bell out of Purdue, Justin Ross, Clemson. Eric Azukama, Texas Tech, Khalil Shakir, Boise State. Ooh.
I'm going to go with Khalil Shakir. I'm going with my gut.
I like that guy. I do. If he was third round pick. So just a small recap here. I had Kenny Pickett, Sky Moore, Leo Chanel, Brian with Chris Olave, Desmond Ridder, and Breece Hall. That's actually a pretty nice haul, Brian, with all offense. All considering they don't necessarily need a running back, a 17-game season. I would be cool with that. And then,
you know, the ridiculous thing is there's no way in hell I would draft all offense.
No, you wouldn't. and unless it was all offensive linemen, I think.
Yes. Yes.
So, and then we finish off with Zach. You had Desmond Ridder, Nick Cross, Khalil Shakir. Let's move on. Should we do the Draft Network or Pro Football Focus next?
I don't know. Just pick any other one because that one was awful.
I'm not.
For what it's worth, I don't do PFN ever.
Well,
for mock draft simulators. So that was an experience.
It's just a matter of getting a little spice of life here, a little bit of variety. So let's see. I'm going to.
You ever wondered why I stopped using the Draft Network for mine? There you go. What we just did right there. There's why I don't do it anymore. Because it's crap.
Yeah, I understand. But between all the top ones, there's people that are pulling these out. They're screen capping these and showing all of their results. And okay. I'm just gonna give the people what they want. It's all about content. Hashtag content. So here we go. We got it running down the board. Let's see who came off my board already. Aiden Hutchinson, Icky Stingley at 3, Sauce Gardner, Thibodeau, Cross, Neal, Walker, Jameson Williams, Garrett Wilson. Doesn't look like a QB is gone. And I mean, if that happens to be the case, and I'm staring down the barrel here of Malik Willis. He is my pick for sure. That's just the way it is. And I, again, you don't have to twist my arm on that. I feel he does have maybe the highest potential if you're going to go there. I still feel that the Steelers, anything that they add, best player available at this point, will be fine. Okay, this isn't a draft for ants anymore, Brian. I think you can see everything that's on the screen.
Yeah, I can see it. Well, all right. So did any quarters go in mine?
Let's see. I got to resize that a little bit better for you, maybe. Any quarterbacks? Let's see. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, get me out of that pick. I'm not picking any of them.
Out of just the curiosity, I'm looking to see Malik Willis to the Texans on a on a trade. So that's all it's gone. I do have Sam Howell ranked ahead of Desmond Ridder in this one. So what position do we want to look at?
Let's look at DL.
Okay.
Speaking of the Texans, I enjoyed how it said their needs every position. That's specific. I like it.
Okay. Travis Jones, Logan Hall, Perrion Winfrey. Like most of the big dogs are gone already. We just saw Devon.
Yeah, I kind of like Devonta Travis Winfrey. Jones, but I'm not going to take him at 20. Let's look at safeties.
Safety. This is the only thing I don't like about
this. I just see Lewis sign.
Fish did.
I'm done.
There you go. Brian has taken Lewis. Scene, sign.
Whatever. Yes.
Correct answer is yes.
I'll learn how to pronounce his name if we draft him.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Professor, you're on the clock. 20th pick overall, the Steelers. Are you still thinking QB? Let's see what we got here.
As long as Saints.
I know. Right?
Go to quarterback anyway.
Uh-oh. We're getting a little frisky here. Are you gonna take the gamble and see if Ritter falls back there? They have Pickett pretty low ranked here on the Pro Football Focus one.
You took him last time. Well, you got to be consistent, right?
Desmond Ritter.
Which is, you know, I could see it.
Roast me in the comments. I don't care.
I could sympathize with it. Not as much as Balik or Kenny Pickett. I will say that much. So let's come back around. I'm on the clock now. Pick 52. Woohoo. Let's see what we got. Mackerel. That's always pretty good. I think I'd love to take a safety here too myself, but I got to see what we got for wide receivers. Ooh, Alec Pierce. See, I might be able to gamble and see if he's still around. Mechie is hanging around here. I'm going to pop off of that for a second. Let's see what we got for the safeties. Jaquan Brisker still hanging around. He just taken Nick Cross a little bit ago. Interior offensive line. Let's see what I got. Dylan Parham. Donovan West center. Yeah, I'm not feeling interior offensive line. What about offensive tackle? I could definitely, let's see what we got on the board for offensive tackles. Abraham Lucas. See, that could be a real interesting pick, I think, with a second round pick. The question is just, do the Steelers absolutely need it? Is Dan Moore the future? Jukes Corfor is a longer term contract, but I think if I'm going with my gut, I just think that the Steelers are a second round team when it comes to wide receivers. And this is traditionally where they go to find someone. I'm going to go here and pick up from Alabama, John Mechie here. Yeah, I know all these things say where the ranks are and the ADPs. ADP is higher on this thing. Jalen Tolbert, South Alabama. I don't know. I think I'm going with the pedigree of the big school. I think that's more of a Kevin Colbert, Mike Tomlin move. Brian, you're going to love this. Sam Howell's still on the board, man.
I do kind of like the way this looks. Scroll down a little bit for me.
Yeah. A lot of the same usual suspects as I was just mentioning. And to try and not allow too much radio silence here as we peruse the picks.
Yeah, I know. I'm sitting here looking. I'm not feeling a wide receiver right now. All right, go back up.
I could do that. Sam Howell.
No, I'm not taking Sam Howell.
You didn't take a quarterback yet.
I don't care. I don't want one.
You absolutely have to take Mayfield a quarterback. 2.0.
I do not have to take a quarterback. I'm picking. I don't have to take a quarterback.
Just trade your second round pick for Baker Mayfield and call it a day.
Gross.
I'm just filling airwaves right now. That's all I'm doing.
I'm taking Drake Jackson.
All right. Let me see. Where did we find him?
You passed.
There he is. Right there. Drake Jackson. You had another edge rusher. Pick 52 on the board. Or the professor. I've had the other Zach on so many more times now. He has replaced you spiritually. Whenever I mention Zach, I almost want to call you the Flash. So here we go.
I'm not that athletic. Don't worry. Boy, oh boy. Go to safety. I'm not going to pick Nick Cross. I'm lying. I might pick Nick Cross. go to receiver real quick.
Oh, man.
That's going to be my ploy. I'm just going to try to get the same exact mock draft on every single
one.
You know, I'm going to go Christian Watson.
I knew you saw that one. I saw that right away. How can you not?
Christian Watson. That's speaking of my name brethren. I'm sticking with the NDSU fella, Christian Watson.
Yeah, I had to plug him in there. I wish that would have showed up over on my board, but unfortunately, no. Let's see what I've got in the third round. Ooh, man, let me tell you what, Jamari Salyer. I have to admit, it was like when we were looking at this preseason, offensive line was like a huge need, and I have totally neglected looking at any of these guys. Like, unless it's one of the top guys, as far as the offensive linemen, most of whom won't fall to number 20. I'm like out of my element here on looking for some of these. I'd be tempted if this were somebody that was high enough on my board. However, I'm going to go cornerback with Marcus Jones. It just kind of fits what the Steelers would probably do. And that's somebody that they've visited with. So I'll take it. That's the way I feel. Brian, ba-da-ba-ba. Pick 84. Steelers on the clock in the third round.
Carson Strong.
I'm not taking that guy. I'm going to do what you did. I'm going Marcus Jones.
Marcus Jones sounds good there. Wish I could show us just like all laughing here, like behind all this. It's really silly. So they're going to grade our draft, by the way, which should be quite comical as it is. All right, Zach.
I'm going to get an F because I'm pretty sure I've reached based on their metric for every single pick so far. So let's keep it rolling.
All right.
Give me like a fifth rounder here.
There you go. Now you got, you already picked a quarterback.
Might do it again. Who knows?
All right, bouncing around on you already. Let me know.
No, you're good. You're good. Go to safety. I'm just going to keep screwing around.
Yeah, I keep messing around with the DBs myself. Oh, yikes. This is like you're in no man's land right now. We're all the way out to like, well, the PFF has them just for everyone that's listening audio wise. They're ranked 112, 113, and ADPs down to like 167. So we're not going to be doing that. Let's take a look at what's up.
Why is Asamoah falling so far?
That's a good question.
It's a very good question. I'm not sure. Speaking of, let's go to the linebackers. Let's take a look at those guys. A little spice it up a little bit. They show enough interest in those guys.
Lots of Cincinnati players. Lots of Cincinnati.
I'm going to double dip with the Cincy guys. Let's go Darian Beavers.
Yeah, I was looking at that myself. So
met with them. Tomlin seemed to be, was it Tomlin or one of the, I think it was Tomlin at Cincy's pro day, just like was with him for like an inordinate amount of time. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's just sitting there, meets their profile. I can see it.
Okay, recapping the Pro Football Focus edition of our multiverse of mock drafts. I got an A for Malik. Yay. And then a D plus for Mechie and a B. I got a B for Marcus Jones. So, Brian, you should be in similar territory here. Oh, no, it's a D plus for Lewis Cine. That's pretty ridiculous. Weird. Drake Jackson, though, got you a B plus. Yeah, Marcus Jones got you a B. Overall draft grade was a B minus. Oh, mine was a B plus, by the way, so mine was better.
Okay. I don't really care.
Hey, the professor. I can't call you that anymore. Oh, the reason was I didn't scroll up.
Nice. Let's go.
See, you got an F for Darian Beavers.
Yeah, you know what? Here's my thing. I like the guy. I'm going to take him. I'm not going to sit there. To hell with their grades. If I wanted to get an A, I would have taken three straight quarterbacks. That's how I would have broken the system. It never fails.
Oh, man. All right.
As long as I'm happy.
Okay.
That's right.
Are we ready for one more round of just...
Why not? Let's do whatever this method is.
Go Desmond Ritter, third time. I'm here for it.
The almost like multiverse of madness. That's where I'm taking this from. We've got Doctor Strange movie coming around. So let me set this up as I got to do with all of these. The next three TDN's predictive board manual. We'll do a fast draft speed and we will get this sucker started. We're flying around. love these ads that just show up in the middle of the screen. Just makes this such a usable tool. I got kind of, wow, this is an interesting dilemma, man. Now, it makes it easy whenever I have Malik Willis just staring me in the face, but he was gone out of the pick right before to the Saints. And I sit here and I'm like, do I really want to take Desmond Ridder in the first round? Do I want to take Kenny Pickett? Man, it's so tough, man. I guess I could be okay with either. Oh, yeah, I don't know. I mean, Olave, Brian, I know what you're going to be doing. And Olave is just sitting there.
I can't tell. I gotta look and see if my guy is there.
We need to get you a bigger screen or something over there. So I'm gonna nab Desmond Ridder. We're gonna set you up here. I set that for 3 rounds for myself, or I'll have to do it again. I will have screwed up everything. So, well, that's flying through. How we feeling, quarterback guys? You think it's going to be quarterback for this first pick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Unequivocally.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's kind of gotten there. No.
Unless they're gone.
That's true. That's about the only way you could say it. And we're sitting here. You're looking almost the same board here, Brian. Devontae Wyatt snuck into here.
Done. I'm taking Devontae Wyatt. Okay.
My man's. Here we go. Zach. Gotta get us 3 rounds and boom, we're cycling through. Good to have you back too, man. Gotta say,
it's not good to be back. Good to be back.
Here we go. And Malik went 16th this time.
I really want to go Desmond Ridder a third time, but just to spice it up, just to make it, you know, interesting for our viewers, to make it seem like I'm not just completely on the Desmond bandwagon. I'll go Dax Hill.
You know what? You lied about trying to make this whole thing completely consistent all the way across the board. Shame on you.
I wanted to make it interesting. You know, I figured I'm going to get roasted enough. I might as well, you know, go with a safety.
Oh, we get roasted plenty anymore. I don't know. There's like a guy in here. He's just like always commenting. Then he's saying I was deleting his comments. I'm like, not to be funny, I don't live and die looking for everyone's YouTube comments daily. So I may have missed it. I do check the comments. I don't want to sound ignorant. Like I don't care for everyone. Like, comment, and subscribe, you know? I don't care for comments and feedback from everybody. But I mean, come on now. Like, that's just...
Little do these people know I don't look at the comments.
No, you just don't do it because you don't want your heart broken over there.
I want my heart broken, and I know I'll get coaxed into an unnecessary argument in the comment section, and I don't feel like doing that. I have bigger fish to fry than what someone thinks about my opinion. So.
Okay, I'm back on the clock. George Pickens just went. That kind of pains me. That really does pain me. Sky Moore went to the Browns. That would,
gross.
That would just really drive me nuts. Matt Corral. Tyler Linderbaum snuck into the Jaguars there at the bottom or at the top of the second round here. So Breece Hall's sitting there, not really feeling it on, Falalele. I think it's Falalele. I think we figured that out finally, Brian. Roger McCreary sitting here. And it's kind of tempted to go more defense than before when I was going with Mechie. I got to see who else is available for wide receivers still. See who might fall a little later. I think I'm going to forego wide receiver this time. Let's see.
Talk about the Saints have my dream draft right now for them. They got Malik Willis and Christian Watson.
Yeah, that's a little crazy, isn't it? Man, that's
good for them.
I mean, Nick Cross is here. I still don't know that I want to take him second round. That's what always makes this a little more difficult. I do like, let's see, defensive linemen. These double scrolls just absolutely kill me on this site. I tell you, I'm in a pickle. I don't really know where to go. Brian, you liked Edge before. I may end up with Falalele because I'm not sure.
I would. That's where I'd go.
I think that's where I'm headed with this. Josh Pascal. I mean, yeah, I think that's where I'm headed. Give me the big man from Minnesota. Gonna put him on my board. All right. You got a lot of the same guys to go with here, Brian. Are you making the same pick?
Let's see. What do I got? I got unreadable names. I'm gonna pick Fla La 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 because I like
just out of curiosity.
And he's ginormous.
See what wide receivers? Yeah, you pretty much have the same board there. Let's look at maybe defensive line. Yeah,
I already got defensive line.
Oh, that's right. You did. You took Wyatt. I'm sorry. They're starting to bleed together, though.
La, la, I don't la, want la.
The big man as well.
Yep.
And let's see. Yeah, it's pretty. They're pretty consistent with what they have. The Saints take it. I'll take that much. Kenny Pickett, 37th, to the Texans after Sky Moore goes to the Giants. Wow, that'd be an interesting draft. So, Zach on the board, round number two. You already went safety. I think you were trying to. Were you trying to sneak a quarterback in here?
Yeah, if Matt Corral would be there in the second round, I'd go Corral. I think he's worth the gamble at that okay. point.
There we go. Easy man to please.
I am.
All right.
I'll probably be the most satisfied person on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday because, quite frankly, they're going to do whatever they do. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. We're golden. We're alive, living.
Man, everybody was asking, like, Kevin Colbert and the presser, like, his post-retirement. And I'm surprised they didn't ask about his golf game or anything like that. I mean, just some of the questions are just mildly annoying. So, I don't know that my wide receiver gamble paid off. Wandale, oh, it did. Alec Pierce is here with Cincinnati. I think that's who I'm going to end up rolling with. Wandale Robinson, I might have. If I'm going to say I'm just going to force somebody into this spot, even Tolbert from South Alabama at this point, you know, in Colbert, I trust. So, Brian, yeah, your board. Okay, your board finally caught up here. Got a bunch of tight ends still sitting there. I don't think you need a tight end.
Not interested.
Let me know what.
Just for grins, what quarterbacks are
okay,
left?
Okay, Carson Strong.
Ooh.
Cole Kelly from Southeastern Louisiana.
That's that guy who's like nine
yes,
feet tall,
yes,
right?
It's the, like the Sasquatch.
Ah, screw it. I'm drafting.
So you could go with that or you could go with the 5'9" Derek King, either one.
No, I drafted like a 9 foot tall tackle, so I'm going to draft a 9 foot tall well, quarterback.
Hey, Mike Tomlin likes like his like circus freaks, basically, as we're always calling it. So.
Giants.
Yes, yes, the Pittsburgh, the land of the Giants. Zach, on the board, pressure on you. You got the last pick of our multiverse of madness, of mock draft madness. It's not quite mock draft insanity, but I'll show you what you got on the board one more time here. Bunch of tight ends. You're pretty much into...
Alec Pierce.
You're in the same category. That's the way I'm feeling.
Pulling the trigger.
I don't know, man. It feels just kind of crazy that, you know, Cincinnati, we got a lot of names out on these mock drafts and on these boards this year. And not to say that these guys won't be pros, but it just makes me wonder what kind of program they have with returning players after, you know, playing in the college football playoff. It's just, it kind of blows my mind to see how many young men are on here. So user picks, we don't get any grades, but we'll just do a quick review here. So yours truly here. Let's see. I went with Desmond Ridder this time, Daniel Faalale, and Alec Pierce. And you're going to see a whole lot of the same picks here coming up. Brian's got Devontae Wyatt, Faalale, and the gigantic Cole Kelly. Coming in at pick 84.
Hey, I drafted a quarterback.
I know. There you go. You're going to make everyone happy now. Most people, this is what draft Twitter is. I'm not even going to say draft Twitter. A lot of the fans, you start getting the tweets and say, was he any good?
No, that was totally this baloney right here.
Fresh sarcasm. And Dax Hill, Matt Corral, Alec Pierce. Going to get some people that are probably going to pan that. But you know what? That's a pretty solid haul. I'd be happy with that, to be completely honest. I can't complain.
I mean, the way I look at it, you know, people will sit there and say, no, these quarterbacks are first-round picks, so I went and got a guy who might go in the first round in the second. So, you know, beggars can't be choosers. Boom. I think we all got A's.
So, guys, a lot of fun. a lot of nonsense too. Brian, I'm sorry that the text was too small. I tried to find a better way to share it to you next time, but we were trying to, trying to figure out, I was like, if we all just ran one and they were like, oh yeah, we'll take this guy. And we don't take the same pick. It just throws off the simulators entirely. So it didn't make a whole lot of sense to do that. But as you can see, this is a complete total crapshoot. And it's just funny, if you take a look at some of the drafts that we actually went through. Let's see if I could still pull up the ones that say all of the, that have the entire rounds. Oh yeah, here we go. So there's your entire first round on one of the PFF ones, and it will change. It's kind of funny. PFF's kind of the one that changes the most as you go to each one. Look at that. Sauce Gardner moves in there, but it's still, for the most part,
they tend to have Hutchinson number one consistently. Yeah,
and I'm going to say he was number one in this one too. So all three of them. Sauce Gardner moves around. Icky moves around. Stingley moves around. It's just really interesting to see how much of a variety there is. And of course, one of us, I think we did take Malik Willis. I think I did. Here, 20th.
You did.
And you weren't able to get him, right? He went 13th here. There was a trade. And then he was already gone off the board as well to the Saints over in Zach's draft. We're making fun of Pro Football Network. Does it show us? Probably not. Oh, full results. Let's see. Aiden Hutchinson. This was the same no matter what, no matter how we looked at it. I don't think it changed. There was no variety. I don't know. Sauce Gardner's there. Where did Kyle Hamilton went down to 10 on this one?
That Trayvon Walker number one there?
Yes. That's going to be interesting. Yeah. Remember, you know, like back in the day, we used to know who the first pick was going to be in the draft. It was like they were almost signed before they were officially picked. They already had like contract work done, like Peyton Manning's of the world and stuff like that. I mean, they kind of played it off with Joe Burrow a little bit, but there was no question. This year, I don't know what the heck the Jaguars are going to do. It's like completely, you know, we're assuming Aiden Hutchinson. It could, you know, it could be Walker. We really don't know where they're going to go. I'm assuming they're not going to take a quarterback. By the way,
that's about, I think, the most solid bet that you got is that it won't be a quarterback.
Yeah, and Evan Neal is the other pick that was made in that mock.
Yeah.
Let's see. All picks on the Draft Network. Aiden Hutchinson, number one overall. I'm wondering if these. Oh, Trayvon Walker. So they flip it up just a little bit. Trayvon Walker on that one too. So as you go across, it's still kind of the top five is still like your usual suspects though. Sauce Gardner, Kayvon Thibodeau, Evan Neal. It's pretty interesting to see it that way. But we still don't know what the exact order will be. Don't know if anybody's going to trade in or trade up. We had some thoughts on that myself and Flash. I don't know. Steelers like to wait and see, but how much are they going to wait and see? Or have some of these teams express some interest in quarterback? Let's say the Panthers. Are they really interested in a quarterback, or are they kind of blowing smoke to force someone's hand maybe into moving up, perhaps even trying to trade with them and move up and take another player so somebody else falls to them at six? Maybe they could trade back. That's what their whole plan is. I'm just wondering how much cat and mouse is going on with this draft. It's very intriguing to me, especially with the Lions, because the Lions could go quarterback. I just don't think they will with the second pick overall.
My ideal scenario would be for all the quarterbacks to be gone before we pick.
That's the way I used to feel on some of it. And I don't know.
I don't expect it to happen. I'm just saying that would be ideally if you had three quarterbacks go before 20, say you had Pickett go, Malik Willis go, and Desmond Ridder go, right? If those three guys go before 20, I'm happy because I think we'll get somebody that I actually want.
Yeah, that's the way I used to feel though. It was like, let somebody else make that mistake. And that's the way I felt like a few years ago when everybody was like, draft Big Ben's, you know, draft his successor, get the next guy. And I was just kind of like, no, like let everybody else be the suckers and take the Baker Mayfields of the world and let somebody else fall into the Steelers' lap later in the draft here. Now you're looking at this and you're looking at all these defensive players and everyone else. And it's like, There's a good chance, though, that one of these quarterbacks will fall because most of these teams have already taken their shot at somebody in the last few years. They're still kicking the tires on someone. There are some exceptions. Like, well, the Falcons, they could use players anywhere on the field.
Well, this is the way I'm taking it. Falcons, Saints, Panthers, and the Commanders. They could all take quarterbacks, and they all draft before us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the only team that kind of concerns me, truthfully, is the Panthers. And that's just because they have such a long space between that first pick and their whatever pick it is, like multiple rounds later. You know, it's like fourth round. It's like pick 100 something. And like, they're the only team that kind of concerns me because it's like, you know, they can pull their guy and then just sit around and hope for the best. I think they're probably, of all the teams, probably the one that it wouldn't surprise me to move back, you know, a couple picks if they feel like none of the teams are going to be threatened to move up. But if you are worried about a team like the Steelers then leapfrogging you, you know, they're, I think, in the toughest position because do you stay tight and, you know, pick BPA or do you go Malik Willis and, or do you back up and get a couple extra picks and hope that no one leapfrogs you and takes Malik Willis if he actually is their guy? That's why part of me is convinced they're going to take best player. I don't know. I think the Seahawks are kind of an interesting thing. I could see them taking the best player and then trying to move back into the first round if one of those guys like Ritter starts falling. Because I do think there's going to be a huge run on receivers. I think that's going to kind of push a lot of these guys down the board if the quarterbacks go. I don't see a scenario where the Steelers take a receiver. So I could see them having one of those safeties or DBs or linebackers sitting there, D linemen like a Jordan Davis, you know, God willing, sitting there. So, you know, I don't know how this is going to go. I think that's what's exciting about it. You know, like you said, Joe, normally there's that one bona fide guy who's the number one player and we can all base our mock drafts off of that. And when you don't have that one guy, no one knows what the Jaguars are doing. No one knows what the Lions are doing. And because no one knows what they're doing, who knows what the Texans and Jets and et cetera, are doing. So like until we see, you know, what direction the first two picks go, we don't know. Like if the Lions take Malik Willis or whatever quarterback, you know, grab your popcorn and sit back because the wheels are about to fall off this draft in the matter of an instant like that. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, gentlemen, thanks for joining me with the Hollywood Squares multiverse mock draft, whatever we want to call it. Just a couple of days away, and we finally put this to rest. Thank God. There's probably someone somewhere. Don't ask us to do this. A way too early 2023 draft.
Yeah, he's sitting right
no,
there. It's, or wait, no, there.
Somewhere in that right direction. There. That direction. There you go. Yeah, yeah, that direction. I'm that guy. I am him.
He is me. How do you know him? Well, he is me. That's the old Obi-Wan Kenobi meme there. Well, folks, that'll do us for us here at the Steel City Underground podcast. Like to thank once again my good friends, colleagues, and co-hosts here, Brian E. Roach, Zach Meckler, for taking some time out of their busy schedule. We're producing the hashtag content for you with the draft season. It's here up and I'm going to learn these things. You can tell I don't have an OnlyFans because I don't know where any of this stuff is when I'm looking around here, but
I would certainly hope not.
And Brian is just, oh, Brian, bring it back up for 1 second. We had you full screen defense. You're the only nut.
Defense.
You're the only nut. Defense. After like 7 years of drafting defense with the first picks all the way around, and you're gonna want to take defense again too. And Zach, we'll get you your own full frame there. You could say adios to everybody. So don't make it a habit of being gone for too long again this time. We missed you, buddy. So
do my best. I'll be back sooner rather than later.
And we're hoping to have some more of that content. We're going to have some hashtags, probably angry hashtags or something of that nature coming up. Just like, you know, every other draft. Oh, everybody's good. People hate the picks no matter what. It's just like the thing to do. People hate everything that's out there. People hate Spider-Man. People hate Batman. It's like, you can't make anyone happy. So you know what? I don't really care. I do to a certain degree, but you know what? Malik Willis, I'm cool with it if that's what ends up happening. I'm kind of cool with anybody else because if he's already gone, that means somebody special is probably going to fall to the Steelers at 20, which will be kind of nice. And there I remind everyone else, they drafted Troy Polamalu before they drafted Big Ben. Going to let you in on that. So, and remember, Brian, you were the one that said this, but Troy wasn't good. his rookie year. A lot of people were thinking bust, 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 that's bust. Anyways, folks, that'll do it for us. Thanks again for watching or listening wherever you may be. Check us back out. We will have the draft coverage coming to you throughout the end of this week as quickly as we can get it to you. So we're working hard. We're putting in that overtime, and then we'll head into our own OTAs and off season. So that'll do it for us here. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. My name is Joe Kuzma. The man in the middle there is Brian E. Roach. And to our far left or right or somewhere over on the other side here, filling in our third Hollywood Square, a one Professor Zach Meckler. Follow him at Coach Meckler on Twitter too, so you can annoy him, because nothing will make him happier and fulfill his days. So until next time, folks, as we always do on each and every one of these shows, we encourage everyone out there to be safe, be good, and we will catch you later.
We would like to thank you for listening and remind our listeners to follow us on social media and our website, www.steelcityunderground.com.